This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, represents his state's 46th congressional district, and he's long been a leading advocate for stronger border security and a strong and fierce opponent to amnesty and pieces of legislation he believes are a road to amnesty, and that includes the DREAM Act being sponsored by Democrats in the House and Senate today. And Congressman, it's great to have you back.
Well, I'm glad you're notifying the American people to put up the the danger signs and the danger flags all over the place, because we have a lame duck session here, and they're trying to put some things over that will affect us for the rest of our lives.
Congressman, you were with us months ago and said that you feared that this would happen, the lame duck session. Now it obviously is happening. As this debate moves forward today, you're hearing a lot of arguments about how this is a way of helping those in this country who are willing to work for it, go into the military, go to college, contribute to the economy. How do you combat those arguments that you're hearing on the House floor and elsewhere today?
You keep hearing all this hyperbole about, first of all, taking care of kids. And, of course, as we know, that this applies to people up to age 35. Or 36, and they're not all. A few of them are going to be kids, like we think. And what we've got here is, if it does help younger people, it's going to help younger people who have come here illegally and have been brought here illegally by their parents, at the expense of U.S. children, at the expense of people who we have responsibility for, and that doesn't make any sense at all.
In terms of the impact this would have, you, as I mentioned, have been with us before. You talked about how this would encourage more illegal immigration. Explain what type of impact, numbers-wise and cost-wise, to this country this could have.
Well, what we're basically telling people, if you're going to come here illegally, make sure you bring your children. And once you have a child, eventually that child is going to have his status legalized, which means then he can work to have you and the rest of your family that you left behind in whatever foreign country you come from. He can work to have you brought here as part of a family reunification effort. And this is so it's going to have broad implications. It'll encourage more people to come and more people to bring their children. So we're talking about it maybe only costing the education dollars for maybe a million or 2 million young people, but it will dramatically increase the illegal immigration. And one thing that people don't talk about, and this is the real zinger, is if we've got, let's say, 2 million young people who will be legalized in their status through this act, so they can go to college. They don't have to finish college. They just have to go to college. Okay, so they go to college. They finish the they get their legal status. Well, if that person happens to be a minority, which many, as we know, illegal aliens are Hispanic in background and other minorities, they then are immediately eligible for all of the preferences that we have written into our law. So we're not only putting them in the line, so to speak, but we are putting them ahead of every American child who's not a minority. You have put them in front of that line for government education programs, for jobs, for all the other preferences that we've written into our laws. This is outrageous. Not only are we paying the money that should be going to our kids' education, we're then going to put them in front of the line so they can get accepted to college before our kids get into college.
Couple minutes left here with Dana Rohrabacher. And Congressman, I saw one report today that many critics of this bill are concerned that even those with criminal records aren't exempted from this effort to give some of these folks a legal status. Is that accurate?
From what I understand, it is. It might be something that they clear up with some language inserted into the bill. But that's just the type of thing that you get when you have these blanket efforts to try to help individuals who are coming into our country, and then say, well, we're going to help a whole class of them with a piece of legislation like this. It does nothing but encourage many, many millions of more people to come here, some of whom are going to be criminals.
What do you say to those who say that Republicans, in defying this legislation, risk alienating an ever-growing voting bloc of Latinos as we go forward?
Well, I think that is what's on the mind of a lot of people who are pushing this legislation and trying to get the Republicans to go along with things like this. But I have come to the conclusion a long time ago that this is a misread of the Americans of Mexican descent and Americans of Hispanic descent in our country. I think that the Hispanic community in America knows full well that illegals are the ones who are bidding down their wages. Illegals are the ones who are pouring into their schools and bringing down the education level of their kids. Illegals are the ones who are making it impossible to get decent health care in half of our country. So this is actually more to the detriment of Hispanic Americans having this illegal flow in, and then to have an incentive like this DREAM Act to get even more of them in, taking the place of kids who are here, who are legally here, and are Americans of many generations who happen to be Hispanic. So the people who are benefiting, by the way, of all this illegal immigration are the rich people who have them cut their lawn and wash their cars and work in their factories for half as much money and do all the labor that they have to pay Americans a lot more money to do.
Congressman, we know you've got to run. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us today.
Well, please alert the people. If Americans aren't alerted to this, we're going to lose our freedom, and we know that it's in jeopardy right now.
Thank you, sir. California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.